of a righteous mess. My hands on the gospel plow. Got a heart that's heavy laden, Lord. Hands and a wrinkled brow. On my way home, home to the kingdom. And Lord, I won't stop now. On my way home to the kingdom. Lord, I won't stop now. Got my feet in the path of a righteous. My sights on the golden city, bound by the pearly gates. Been on this road such a long, long time, but I know I'm not too late. For I've got a home in the kingdom. And I came a hard way, on my way home, home to the kingdom. Lord, I won't stop now. I've got my feet in the path of righteousness.
On My Way to Heaven by The Blend Rights, a 1960s LP called Let Down the Ladder is where that track is from, on Savoy. They were from Ohio, and they're sisters, and there's a lot of info on the back that is written in a very dated style, and it's some music that I hope you like. That's why I played it. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, and having technical difficulties today, which is maybe why I'm so spaced out, and gives me an extra reason to not talk much, even though generally I don't when I do this show lately. When I first did it, I talked a bunch in between stuff, and then I was just like, why am I doing that? The show's only an hour. So I just will play a bunch of stuff and then come in at the end and run through what we heard. What we're now going to hear is a sermon by Reverend Michael Lee Graves, the pastor at the time this LP was made, of the Temple Baptist Church. And pretty sure this is out of that the church is based in Nashville, Tennessee, and that this ROM label was started just to release records by this pastor. And I don't know if he had other sermons, but I quite like this one. I hope you do too. This is the second side of this sermon record. It's called Songs in the Night. And I just might play the whole thing. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing today, clearly, so I'm going to just shut up. I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday. And like I said, I'll come in at the end and hope I'll have my head together then, man. Okay. Enjoy.
I'm mighty grateful. Aren't you? My God woke me up this morning. Aren't you grateful? He's mighty good. And I love him. But I'd still love him. If I was starving to death, would you love him? If I didn't have clothes to wear, I'd still love him. If I didn't have shoes to walk in, I'd still love him. Yes, sir. He's mighty good. And I'm grateful. Well, I want to call your attention to Job chapter 35, verse 10. Job 35, 10. But none says, where is God my maker, who gives songs in the night? And I want to use for subject this morning, songs in the night. Have you ever thought what it would be like to be without music? Life would be very dull. In fact, God has provided music in all of his creation. There is music in the song of the birds. And there is music in the bubbling and brabbling of a brook as it trips over stones and rocks on its way. And there is music in the lonely cry of a timber wolf. And there is music in the crackle of a fire. And there is music when the wind whistles through the reeds. There is music in everything about us. God has provided for music in all of nature. Music is an international language. One of the high points of the Baptist World Alliance when it meets in various parts of the world is not always the great preaching. It is not always the singing of the great choir. But most people who return from that assembly that meets only every 5 years says that the high point of that assembly is when everybody comes to the meeting dressed in their native clothes, right, and the organist strikes up, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," right, and everybody sings it in their own language, right, but the music is the same. Right. Music is an international language. A song lifts the spirit, and the spirit lifts a song. The lark soars to the gate of heaven, but always remember that its nest is on the ground. In Job, we find that God gives us songs in the night. Now, anybody can sing in the daytime. And by singing in the daytime, I mean you can sing when the cup is full. You can sing as long as there is food on the table. You can sing as long as your insurance policy is paid up. Anybody can sing as long as the rent and the house note and the car note are paid. Anybody can sing when you've got your health and your strength. But it's the test of a true believer when you can sing even in the nighttime. And nighttime can be any time. Sometimes nighttime is when you are sick and you can keep yourself occupied and busy, and so that little pain doesn't bother you. But late over in the night, when everybody in the house has gone to sleep, and that pain starts to throbbing, that's a test of whether or not you can really sing. And then there are those times, midnight experiences, when a song is called for, that you have to stand by the bedside of a loved one, hold the hand, and helpless, nothing you can do but say a prayer and trust that God's will be done. That's when it comes the test of whether or not you can really sing a song in the nighttime. Nighttime can be any place. It can be 12 o'clock noon and be nighttime on your job. It can be nighttime in your home Saturday morning when the argument breaks out and there seems to be no reconciliation and no understanding and no sensitivity. It's nighttime.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But it's the true believer who can sing a song even in the nighttime. Nighttime can be lonely. It can be treacherous. Sometimes we can get around other folk and feel some comfort. But nighttime is an alone time.
Right.
It's a terrifying time. It's a scary time. Little child, story told of a little child that went and woke up parents. Wake up. Mama and Daddy, wake up. And they woke up. What's the matter? Something's in my room. And they said, that's all right. Nothing's in there but God. Go in there and lay down. Go to sleep. God's in there. The little boy said, God, don't you move because I'm scared to death. Well, anytime, any place, anywhere can be a nighttime experience.
Yes, sir. All right.
But a song can help you make it through the night. Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes it's just a little bar of a song, a bridge of a song, and you can just hum it, and it helps you make it through the night. Sometimes you don't know all the words, but you remember the tune, and you just get to humming it. Sometimes you have to get up and walk the floor at night, or go in the room where you won't disturb anybody, and just hum a little bit. In the night.
Yes.
There is the night of personal agony when it seems that morning will never come. And there are those of us who have experienced those times when it seemed as if morning would never come. And if you've ever been sick, you know what I mean. That somehow you can make it through the day, but late at night is the worst time. And then the night of personal agony is when tragedy strikes so near and so deep that you feel you can't live and you can't die.
All right.
And if you've never had that experience, keep living.
Yeah.
Because it is common to man to feel such pain and such anguish and such despair that you wish you could die.
All right.
And then at the same time, afraid to live the agony of a personal night that is tragic and awful, and you wish that somehow you weren't awake, but that you were asleep, and somehow you could awaken from your sleep and discover that what you're going through is only a nightmare. The story is told about a man by the name of Spafford, a true story, who lost his wife and children. He had sent them, business had been very good, and he had sent them across the ocean to Europe. And in the process of that trip, he told them, I can't go with you. I've got some loose ends in business to tie up, and as soon as I get the business all straight, you go on. But I want you and the children, he said to his wife, to go on and have a good time. I'll meet you on the other side. Something happened. They never arrived. The ship that they were traveling by sank. He got the news. It tore his heart out. How could that happen? That the God I love and the God I pray to is everywhere at the same time. Why didn't he keep my wife and my children from the watery grave of the ocean? And then when it came his time, he took a ship and went over, befriended the captain, and said to him, when the ship gets to the point where my wife and children died. I want you, just for me, slow down the ship. And just slow it down. When you get to the point, the coordinates, when everything is just right, just slow down so I can just stand there a little while. And while he was looking into that watery grave, the words of this immortal song came to his mind. And he wrote these words: when peace, like a river, attendeth my way.
All right.
When sorrows, what? Like sea billows o'er me roll. What else? Whatever. Be my love. It is well with my soul. And somehow you can't come to that point until you have been to the depth of despair and God gives you a song. In the night, a man by the name of Fawcett, the only woman he ever loved, his fiancée, went swimming in the lake. She swam out too far. She couldn't get back. She drowned. God, how could you do that? The only woman I ever loved, the joy of my life in her, the sun rose and set. My dreams were in her. The thought of our children that we would raise, the home we would build, all now buried in the depths of a lake. And as he stood there, watching as they lowered her casket into the ground, he wrote these immortal words: what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. God gives songs in the night. Job's situation was very similar, yet he was able to sing. His wealth gone, his health gone, his friends gone, his family gone, his wife's affection turned from him, and he sits out there on the ash heap of life wondering what is happening, and yet he sings, I know my Redeemer liveth. And the only way you can say that is that God gives you the wide vision through the narrow slit. And sometimes, in order to get the wide vision through the narrow slit, you gotta close one eye. But God will give you a song that will help you make it through the night. A song in the midnight of personal agony does not drive away the darkness, but it does dispel the gloom. And that's why our forefathers, with only the instruments of their hands and feet, sometimes sang, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Glory! Hallelujah. And the only way you can talk about troubles and sorrow and end up the song by singing glory, hallelujah, is that God gives you a song in the night. Or sometimes they sang, soon I will be done with the troubles of this world. Soon I will be done with the troubles of this world, going home to live with my God. And sometimes they could be heard singing as they walked down the back dusty hot roads of Mississippi, Georgia, and Alabama. I must walk this lonesome valley. I've got to walk it by myself. Nobody else can walk it for me. I've got to walk it by myself. God will give you a song in the night. And then there is the night of estrangement, when a song is needed. The feeling of isolation, the feeling of loneliness, and you can feel lonely even in a crowd. And there's somebody here this morning who came alone and is sitting in this crowd, and they are still lonely. But God, if you let him, he'll come into your heart and give you a song, and you'll be able to sing it, and you'll be able to make it. The familiar now seems strange and foreboding. Internal turmoil threatens to tear up your very existence. And in Psalm 137, the Israelites are captives in Babylon. Yes. They are sad. They are in despair. Their hearts are aching.
All right.
It's not only an individual situation, but it's a national despair.
Uh-huh.
And their captors asked of them a song. Sing us one of Zion's songs.
Yes, they did. Yes.
And how many times have our own personal tormentors said to us, sing us a song. You go to church on Sunday.
All right.
Look what's happening to you. Sing us a song.
All right.
And they said, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? But you've got to learn that wherever you are, to take your hearts off of the willows.
Yes, sir.
And tune them to the singing of the morning stars.
Right.
And get it tuned up real good.
Yes.
Because the time is coming when you're going to have to sing and nobody will be there to help you.
All right.
God will give you a song even in that situation. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? You've got to find peace wherever you are. You've got to find joy wherever you are. You cannot always be where you want to be, but you've got to be able to find joy and peace where you are. A man asked an artist to draw for him the picture of peace. And he drew a picture, and it was beautiful. It had the high, billowing cumulonimbus clouds, and the sun was shining brightly, and the sky was blue, and there was a hint of breeze as the daffodils, you know, kind of bobbed their little heads in the painting, and the little creek, you know, was running along, and it was kind of rippling and jumping and tripping over the stones, making a music all its own. And then in the tree that was just kind of swaying, the leaves moving, a nest, and in that nest was a bird, and the bird was singing. And he said, that's peace. And the man who had commissioned the artist said, no, that's not what I mean by peace. Draw me another picture. The man took another canvas and started over. And this time he pulled the clouds down low and caused them to be dark, blotted out the sun, changed the gentle rocking breeze into a torrent of wind that swayed, that bent the tree over. And then that little brook that was tripping and falling over stones, making music all of its own, had swelled out of its banks, and the water was overflowing. And then that little bird in that nest was still singing. That's what peace is. That's what joy is. When you can be in the midst of a storm and still sing. When the clouds hang low and still sing. When the brook is running over and still sing. Then you know you got a song in the night. So I don't know about you, but I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. And then he goes on to say, his eyes. Is on the sparrow. And I know. Nobody told me. I know. He watches me. And then finally, there is the night of imprisonment. And many of us are in jail and don't know it. You see, it's one thing to be locked out. It's another thing to be locked in. And many of us are locked in to situations, locked into relationships, locked into circumstances, locked into all kinds of things we wish we could be free of, but we're not. We're locked in. Paul and Silas were in prison. Not because they had committed some crime, not because they had burglarized somebody's house, not because they had robbed the bank, not because they had raped, not because they had murdered, not because they had incited a riot. They were there simply because they preached the gospel. I would to God that there were men and women in this church, even at this very hour, who were in jail for preaching the gospel.
Yes.
In jail for living the gospel.
Yes.
In jail for believing the gospel. In jail because they acted like the gospel was true. And so, I wonder why the caged bird sings. You see, when you got something on the inside, Lucy Campbell said, something within holdeth the rain. Something within vanishes pain. All that I know, there is something within. And so Paul and Silas got to praying and singing in the Philippian jail. I don't know what Paul prayed for, whether he prayed for the jailer to come in and open the door, or whether he prayed for God to show his mighty power and just cause the jail to shake, or whether he was praying for the forgiveness of those who had mistreated him. Look at him now, the great apostle of missions, who traveled and preached more than Jesus did, established churches all over Asia and Asia Minor, a sickly little man who was big when it came to commitment, now in stocks and bonds in the Philippian jail. And then he says, well, we ought to have prayer meetings. And he got to praying, and I don't know what he prayed about. And then he said, well, it's time for a song. And I don't know what song they sung, but maybe it was Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And then when they got through praying and singing, something happened. If you get in trouble sometimes, all you need to do is just say a little prayer and sing a little song. And you'll find that God will come through his Holy Spirit and begin to shake your little jail. Shake it until the earth begins to move. Shake it until somebody treats you right.
Thou shalt not break the
name. longer.
Six.
Now she got
six. Seven.
Now she'll not commit the
three. And
now she'll
not do any of these things. Bye.
grandma and grandpa used to do it.
Swing low, tear it out.
Yeah. Come on and swing. Come and do a little bit. New way, swing low.
Well, swing low, sweet Mary. Come in, Mary. You know I love you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come in, Mary. You know you better. You know you better. You know you better. You know you better.
Anybody want to swing with me? Let's swing to the east. I don't hear no front row talking. But I live. Bit by a venomous beast. Shook it off into the fire. Oh, God, help me tonight. Living out of shipwrecks, but cannot get out of jail. Church of everybody, but you wrote all of these dynamic letters behind bars. You are a great preacher, but you're bound. Oh, y'all missed the twist. Who's a great apostle, but you're bound.
I bow just a few days.
Just a few more days.
My work will be done. I'm going home. I'm gonna see King Jesus. A few more days,
just a few more days,
working in the sunshine.
what was. I keep traveling along the longest mountain. Yeah. Do you know the fish? Oh yes, baby. We're still out. I'm determined to reach my home. But do you know I got that? I need him every day, every day. Yeah, I keep traveling along the longest mile. Yeah, do you know all of them? Oh yes, they do. But still, I'm determined to reach my home. But do you know I got that? I said, don't you leave by myself. No, 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 no. Every second, every minute, every hour of the day, then every week and the months through the years come what may. I got to have the day. Do you know that I, Lord, I, Lord, I, Lord, yeah, Lord, I, and you know I, listen, and you know I, and asked her, I said, don't you leave by myself, no, no, every second, every minute, every hour, on the day that every week, and the months, through the years, come what I got to have, yeah, yeah.
On high. Well, I'm doing my best every day. Oh, as I cross that chilly sea,
Welcome back to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for listening. The hour is almost up. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. And we just heard When the Roll is Called by Viola Ronson Sortors. Sorry, I don't know how to say Sortors without sounding like my mouth is already filled with grapes. 45 on the Detroit-based Knowles label. Before that, we heard a 45 on Bishop, I Need the Lord by the Gospel Four of Cleveland. Before that, on Estill, a 45 by the Mighty Gospel Seven of Brooklyn, doing Come On, Father. Before that, the Gospel Clouds of Joy did Just a Few More Days, 45 on Nashboro. Before that, on Brighter Day, we heard Child of the King by Gary and Dennis Nolan. Before that, we heard 45 on Mission that is pretty darn interesting. William Joseph Fowler and the Disciples, Prophets Bound to Christ. Before that, on their own RS label, we heard the sensational Shackleford Singers doing Swing Low. Before that, He'll Welcome Me, the Soul Stirrers, off that LP called Featuring Sam Cooke, a collection on Specialty. Before that, we heard The Sons and Daughters of Truth, a 45 on Tabernacle, not the Jamaican Tabernacle, and a really, really interesting, weird, slow, doo-wop-y record. It's a large hole 7-inch that plays at 33, and I'm sorry that my copy's pretty trashed, but wow, that thing is really interesting. And then we started off the long set with an entire side of a sermon record, one sermon called Songs in the Night by Reverend Michael Lee Graves off his LP Prescription for Joy on his self-release ROM label out of Nashville. And we're now going to end with I Had a Chance by Brother Walter Ponder, a 45 on the WBC label. Thank you so much for listening to Buked and Scorned. Hope you have a great week, and don't forget to listen again next week. Thanks.
Had a chance.